In Audio presents
The Odyssey, written by Homer, narrated by John Lesko. The Odyssey, Book 1. The gods in council agree that the time has come for Odysseus to be brought home, to avenge himself on Penelope's suitors, and to recover his kingdom. Hermes is sent to Calypso's isle to bid her release the captive Odysseus. Athena, disguised as Mentes, appears to Telemachus, advising him to call an assembly of the men of Ithaca, to complain of the behavior of the suitors, then to go himself in quest of his father to Pylos and Sparta. Tell me, O Muse, of that ingenious hero who traveled far and wide, after he had sacked the famous town of Troy. Many cities did he visit, and many were the nations with whose manners and customs he was acquainted. Moreover, he suffered much by sea while trying to save his own life and bring his men safely home. But do what he might, he could not have his men, for they perished through their own sheer folly in eating the cattle of the sun god Hyperion. So the god prevented them from ever reaching home. Tell me, too, about all these things, O daughter of Zeus, from whatsoever source you may know them. So now all who escaped death in battle or by shipwreck had got safely home except Odysseus, and he, though he was longing to return to his wife and country, was detained by the goddess Calypso, who had got him into a large cave and wanted to marry him. But as years went by, there came a time when the god settled that he should go back to Ithaca. Even